Thus I have heard. At one time the Blessed One was dwelling in a royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called external appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural images. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra in these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen truly in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure nor pure. They either decrease or increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, so no quality of mind, and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance. And so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion, no old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no past. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obstacles, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell the three times and rely upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, a mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Tiyasa, Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasamgate Bodhi Soha. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shri Bhattiputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as great beings, gods, humans, asuras, and Tathagatas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Om
Amen.
이제 따지기 타 들은 거 이제 니 방금 하지 걔가 이제 따지 마자니 따지 타 어디 니 서지 아니 단테 진소 퍼센트 방름 진도 걸어 봐 어디 누구야 돼 단타 돼 돼 서바 단테 타마 참해 봐아 가진 서바 단테 타마 참해 봐 맹해지
단단 또 준비 가든이
어
예수 받지 두려워
어 단이 예 건든데 수림다 서바니 이제 참해 봐 걔가
지금 집안이 차이 말해.
차이 말해. 근데 지금 넘버 숨지 세레 넘버 숨.
아니, 근데 나 집에 대대 타상이 된서.
근데 다 게임도 때마 숨만.
근데 러야라.
이 서지로 와긴라.
근데 거부드네 주기네 대드림 지티 그만 깨자다 이슈 뭐래.
노.
아.
됐다 포. 컨트롤 약하다나도
지진 걸로 들어와.
네, 발음 제진.
어제 전에 와버리네 지진 그만 깨자.
그 진소퍼진도 반응된 송기 송으로 와.
어, 됐다 드리면 돼.
제가 이단다 가서
이거 저다다 찌진 거만 계셔. 이때 뭐라?
간나네 나 개어 무슨에 맞이 가야 게임도.
맨 거기 끼는 주인의 제가 말아.
어.
민네 단도 뭐 계셔 니 그래.
되게 되게 간나네 나.
끼 주인 집 같이 열어.
어. 되게 말
아. 집에 있는 뭐만 계셔 그래.
그래서.
찌진 집 같이 해 받으러 와.
어. 수준다 단데 사바지
응 단데
전도로 와
어디 진리지 아니 이게 진리 강검 해가 지세니 이게 그다 갖고 오네 제발 지금 말 말로
그냥 계속
근데 걔네 주에나
걔면도 걔 전도 마음 들래
아주 내려 와
어
그다들이 맞 세인 들어가다 해면 지 계속 휴 찾으셔 돈 잡으면 그렇지. 아니, 이게 또 인상 된다. 다 그만이다. 됐어, 전 두다다. 성지지유 된 타가 이봐. 이제 니바 타다기 이제 니바 그만이 마장 니자지 이제 니밥이 엉금한 게 때가 된 거면 이루셔야 돼. 상지지 유에든 타 이바하세. 상지지 유에든 타 이바 루 까나나하세. 루지에지 이시 랑 랑양하세. 서진 자치 타 이바 랑기 루나 토바 닝이소시 디가치나 토바 닝이소시 원나 세진지 전도 세진지 전도 세미송전 로아소지 칼리 예탄 헤나스 탈레하기 지지자로와 맞대로자
나서
원나 세진지 된다. 뉴스 돈도와 소지. 칼리 유도 헤나스. 준주리시. 디파 봉지 두미메스리. 키비. 키비 체나스리. 메가메스. 히수 따스. 세진지 된다. 남에도 내자. 라히. 디파 봉비나스리. 리 마지 바다. 메테바. 숨비 이스레 들어와 따뜻 띵띵다 이제나 제가 지는데 상지 유대 타이바 상지 유대 타이바 로와 상지 유대 타이바 이스 상지 지 유대 바 타이바 아스레 근데 구나 유대 타이비 루카나나 상지 지 유대 타지바 데나 토구마 레산 루카 하근도나 신세레 ते दुजी जी इसरे ते कोली खबर चिदान कोली खबर ये दे नंगा रे तेजे रे सिंह इसरे दुजी जी लायां इसरे सर्जिन जाची इसरे जाची इसे सर्जिन सर्जिन इसरे सर्जिन जाची ताई पास इसरे रांगी दुना दुबार निकल दूसरे 三级级的太一比卢卡那那样子的这卢级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级级 di ten to ni sun to roa su ji kali yue dang xie na se ren on na se jing di ten to ra ne ge da se jing ge ten to lo ne su su ni sun to roa la kali yue ri ma li se de yin na se kali yue dang xie na se ren jun ju li di pa pun xi yin se dun yin me se ren ki pi chen na me ga me se ren yi su se ren ta jun ju lu kan de de se ga se de la Dipa Punshi is Duni Mesa, Yoti Tendan Dabote, Kuron Sanji de Kuron Gulu Tachanji Sembai Kun Dipa Punshi is Dipa Punshi is Duni Mesa, Kuron Dipa to Duni, don't you Kurongo Yira Lita Yamu Bagi, Tenda Yomari is, and Nye Sun and Dro Kara Chenaya, and Kuron Loji. Nyawa Let's
So we talked about those six perfections last week, about the perfection of generosity, which is practice of six perfection, practice generosity, and the practice of morality, and patience and tolerance, in other words, patience or the tolerance, and effort is the fourth one, or the enthusiastic perseverance is also translated as enthusiastic perseverance, effort, and sundu in Tibetan, which means sundu, which means putting an effort, unending effort to accomplish something, right? That is the fourth one. So all of this are connected. The practice for one, you know, devoid of another will not be able to complete, you know, our practice, you know, bodhisattva's deeds, in other words. When one is embarking upon the practice of bodhisattva's deed, all of those practice must be, taken. So without one, will not be able to perfect one's practice of bodhisattvas. So mainly this practice of six perfection is to ripen one's own mind, mental, you know, one's own continuum, as well as the ripening the continuum of other beings. So it is through this practice one will be able to complete one's practice of bodhisattva's path, and finally then this bodhisattva's path will culminate into the complete state of enlightenment. So so first, the practice of the generosity, we talked about the practice of generosity, there are three kinds, and morality, there's also a the three kinds of morality, and then with the patience, the patience here again, it is important to understand that when we talk about patience, what is really meant by patience here is to whenever you, you know, are encountered sufferings, or you are in a situation to you are actually receiving a harm by someone. So at that moment, if you are able to maintain your calmness of your mind without any distractions, with no distractions, and that is what is meant by patience. So it is not, the patience doesn't really mean that when you are being very calmly by yourself and not going through any kind of, you know, discomforts, and that is not the real practice of patience. Patience must be understood in terms of not getting distracted when discomforts and when, you know, unfavorable conditions occurs. So that is what is meant by patience. That is what is meant by the practice of patience, which is very important practice. And then this will then be followed by the practice of enthusiastic perseverance, or it's also known as effort, the practice of effort. So here, when it comes to the practice of effort, you know, effort is needed again. You know, perseverance is a very, very important, because particularly we are, as a Buddhist practitioners, we need to put a rigorous effort to engage in the Dharma practice, because our ultimate goal is to gain the state of enlightenment. And and if you think about, you know, accomplishing the qualities of the Buddha, And it's very, very difficult. It almost seems to us like it's impossible for us to actually accomplish this quality, such enlightened qualities. And so what did then, by, you know, looking at this nature itself, requires a rigorous effort. You know, if one put in effort, then there are profound vast and profound practice, the path that really leads oneself to the state of enlightenment, which is something that is possible, for us to attain enlightenment, regardless of how difficult it is, how you know, inconceivable it is for us to actually attain such a state. But if you really make an effort, put in rigorous effort onto it, and achievement of enlightenment is possible. So therefore, practice of enthusiastic perseverance or the effort again becomes a very, very important.
That's the end of the Yimikishadda.
So therefore, one's practice of this effort or the enthusiastic perseverance must be such a strong determination that if one has to endure in the hell realms for even eons and eons, so you will never give up. You will voluntarily accepting all those hardships and never give up your efforts in pursuit of one's enlightened state. So your effort will always continue, and you will continue to engage in practice of efforts. And with this kind of determinations, if you have such a determinations, even that you are determined to, even if you have to be in the hell realms for eons, then the other, the practices, putting an effort to accomplishment of other practices, such as the practice of accomplishing, helping other beings, and practice of, meditating on love, compassion, and so on, become very, very easy for oneself, because you have such a determination that you are willing to be in the hell realm for eons, if that is required. So you're still not give up you're determined to not giving up your efforts in pursuit of practice of in pursuit of enlightenment. So this is how much you need to have. This is the determination that one need to have within one's mind stream to really perfect one's practice of perseverance. And so it is like when you look at, when we reflect one's mind upon the suffering nature of oneself and suffering nature of all other sentient beings, and if you're really able to understand the actual nature of suffering, then the practice of efforts become a really how do you call it? It's really naturally you will put in effort to overcome the suffering of beings and overcome suffering of other beings and oneself. And it says, if one is able to familiarize with one's practice of patience, with the practice of this perseverance or the effort, it says, you're working for the welfare of other beings. It's like that a mother whose only child is stripped away by the water. If the mother's only child is stripped away by the water, by the river currents of the river, then you will put in any efforts. You won't give up, your hopes. So you will put in any efforts to be able to free your, save your, child from the river currents. And this is the kind of, the motivation that you will be able to generate if you really be able to reflect actual nature of suffering of all other beings and the nature of suffering of one's own self.
No.
rāng sēm jīng tūni nyewa nāmi nyo sūpa sēm jāng wā tāsā.
Ani kūchāyī, kūchāyī jīndu kūyāyī.
Tānta tī tsundu sūm yor wā kīyā.
Wadī, wadī.
Tsundu sūm nāng kūchāyī tsundu tī shē wā kīyā.
Ani kūchāyī jīndu kūchāyī wā kīyā. Kūchāyī jīndu nā lā chū lī sīrī. Tī jīng rī rī chīrī rī sīrī.
Tī shū sāi wā tā wā mā dīn mā.
What do I do? Nyāwa nāme wāna sīrī, yū zhī pīyī sīrī, sēn yungā tāngā sīrī. Nyāwa nāme nā nū sūsā pīrī, sēn pā yāngwa dīyī sīrī. Jebūn dīngī kū rāng kuālī tāndu jīyī sīrī, lō jebā nīng gēlō hē nā sīrī, dīngī kī mā dīyī sīrī. Kārī rī sī nā, yāng shū sēn pā yāng sīrī, līnē jī āngī sīrī. Nyendu yi jawa li nji hi yi siri, nji hi, teni yinten taku wo siri. Rangten yang men dupa jibi tan terwa, jibun dingi ko, rang kuwa li, tan tu ji lo jeba ni ngelo hina mengi te siriwa. Changshu senpa te siri yang, changshu senpa yang siri. Li ne ji anki, nyendu jawa li di tagri, changshu senpa yang. Lina jiwa ki nawa ndo na ku dhagiri higiri jiwa la nji hii siri. Di gendan taku, yi gendan kariri siri, te gendan duya ya pa tashu randan ya dhumini pa yinbi siri. Chansin la lo yang yang te siri, rang menji pi ding toni siri. Chansin ki sen la lo yang, rang menji pi ding toni siri. Hingi ta, hana jiwa ki siri. Jawa ki pa la ni, to gendam jupa ri ye san, chansin ji, chanshu ki san, lo yung ji de, nhin ji de mhala ki anki, ni, mhala ki, jawa ki pa la ni, to gendam jupa ri ye siri, dungin tan se, ye me de wa, chung zi jame san, na dikha ni ya. Dungin de ye me de wa, chung zi yung kuma ri ye siri.
So this is the effort, the practice of effort that we are talking about is what we call the Goche Tsundu, which means the armor-like effort. It's the, you know, effort, there are, again, the you know, divisions of the efforts. Because efforts, the first effort is armor, it's like armor-like efforts. That is what we're talking about here, that you are determined to be enduring even in the hell realm for yourself, you know, regardless of how much suffering that may be, but as long as you know that what you are doing and what is objective, your own objective, so you will voluntarily, you know, endure in this even in hell realms to the benefit of other beings and one's own accomplishment of enlightenment and so on. So this is this is called armor-like, you know, first practice of perseverance. And so it says, because this, again, one's practice of this, the efforts, armor-like efforts, must be then, you know, based on, it says based on understanding of, you know, development of bodhicitta, understanding of bodhicitta, because without having, you know, have reflecting one's mind upon the practice of acting the bodhicitta, then let alone that one's practice of efforts will be able to benefit other beings, that will not even benefit one of one's own self. So it's making sure that your this particular effort, the amaric efforts, must be based upon bodhicitta, because it is basically your reflecting your mind upon the suffering of all other beings. And not just mere reflecting your mind of mind towards suffering of all other beings, but also you have a genuine wish to free all beings from that state of suffering. And so you will do whatever you can to free the suffering of other beings. And it can be done only that this kind of, you know, determination will arise within one's mind only if you really understand the nature of suffering, how this, the nature of suffering, in other words, how the suffering come into being, why those beings are undergoing tremendous amount of sufferings, and what is the causes and conditions of, you know, lies behind those sufferings, suffering of all other beings. So, so this is, you know, what we called, this is the armor leg, you know, Goche Chundu, which means armor leg efforts. So if you look at in that Lama Chepa, that's abbreviation to the, you know, stages of the path, and then you will see that even if one has to endure within the hell realms for 100 eons, and I will never, you know, let my compassion degenerate, and please place me to be able to complete, perfect my practice of efforts. So this is, you know, this is the kind of, you know, motivations or the intention that one need to cultivate in order to perfect one's practice of the, of tolerance, or sorry, the practice of efforts.
ဟုတ်တယ်တနေရင်တန်းတာဟူရတဲ့ရံဒီပင်းရင်းစေရှားစင်းလားဆက်လို့ရောင်းရတဲ့စတိုင်ခိုင်းကြံစလို့ရောင်းရတဲ့စရာမင်းကြည့်ပြီးဒီထုံနေစေဟင်းရတံမလားကြည့်အာကြီးကြောက်ရပါလားနဲ့တွေ့ရင်တို့ဂျူပါကြီးစေဒုငေးတံရမတော်ချုံးစေချမင်းစေညိုတိကာဒစ်နာဂရ တင်ရင်တန်တကူရံတရားမတို့ပဲမင်းဂျာစင်လာလို့ဂျုံဂျန်ချူစင်လာလို့ဂျုံယူရင်တဒကာဒစ်စနာတန်တန်တဲ့ဂျန်ချူစင်ပဲယူစတဲ့ကိုရုံးရင်းတဲ့ဂျန်ချူစင်လာလို့ဂျုံယူရင်စတဲ့ခရုံးကိုယူချေလီတံညံမပန်တဲ့ညံမူလီတဲ့တမပါစစနီကိုရုံးစကြင်းတဲ့ညောနာမဲတွန်တနေရန်ခရုံးလနေဤကဒုနီငုံကမာရီစောတစင်စရဲဂျုံယူမာရီစဟင်ဂျီတံမဟလာဂျီအာကီစ ကျောကြီးပါလာနေရပါလေနေစတွေ့ရင်တုန်ကျူပါလေစဒုညေတံရင်မဲ့တော့ချွန်စီကြမဲစရင်ဟုတ်တိကြီးလိုက်တာဟုတ်ကြောင့်ထောင်းတယ်ယင်းကြီးတန်လာရာကြီးကြောတော့စရင်ကြီးနေပါလာမိနေစမင်းတို့ပါဆိုကြည့်စေကိုချာကြီးဂျင်းတူလာလောပါဆုံးစကိုချာကြီးဂျင်းတူတကင်းတေးမကကြစချင်းလေးစနောနာမဲနေကစမရ
So this effort, you know, the effort, amaric effort is, you know, regardless of what kind of physical hardships or the that may be, you know, endured, you know, by oneself. You are actually accepting everything. So this can be only done again here by practicing one's mind towards the, what we call the mind of awakening mind or the bodhicitta. So here it says, so without again, the generating or without generating bodhicitta or the learning one's mind towards bodhisattva's path, then you will not have such a determinations, and you will not be able to brave, actually, in other words, brave enough to engage in such a practice by giving up everything, and that you were actually determined to remaining even in hell realms for the long period of time to of service other beings and so on. So therefore, again here, it says learning one's mind towards bodhicitta is very important. And in, so therefore, what is, you know, essentially, you know, emphasize is to emphasize one's practice of, you know, practice of efforts must be conjoined with the practice of bodhicitta. So that's what it says. So then, your practice of this this effort is to this particular practice of effort, which is amarlik effort, is to that you will regardless of what kind of hardship that one need to take, and you will never give up that, turn yourself away from what you are supposed to be doing. So this is what is meant by it, amarlik, efforts, practice of efforts.
Da gyawa chundi ji chundi ne se sa jang ji se yung di gyawa sa di pa pa jang se ne. Ani chumbi jie shu se jaga chumbi jie ta ngale kari chen jie nji. Ani chen du ki na len la zheng ba su tang se.
Da di gyawa chundi ji chundi di re.
Re re. Di ki sarwe.
No, da di ni shi giro wa.
O di ki
li. Da di chundi ni ba di re.
O di ni ba di o di di. O su ba di ha ni ye.
So it says if one's practice of effort, if this amarlik practice is not accomplished, then one will not be able to, voluntarily, accepting all those hardships upon oneself for the benefit of other sentient beings. That's what it says. Therefore, amarlik effort is very important. So this is the first practice of practice of perfection of effort. And the next is Gewe Chedi Gitsundu, is joyful effort in virtuous conduct. It's the second effort. So we talked about three kinds of effort. The first is amarlik effort, and second is the joyful efforts in virtuous conduct. Second, and then third will be the efforts for the welfare of other sentient beings. This will be the third. So as to the second, practice of effort is to mainly to putting an effort to purification, practice of purifications, accumulations of merits, making an offerings, and then again it says the practice of putting an effort to practice the six perfections and so on.
Ta sa jin ten yi ji jin ri ne si ri dwa na pa yi gu ne zhen ba ta wo de si ri Sijian Tengji Ji Tsutin Dang Dawa Loba Yin, Sijian Tengji Ji Tsutin Dang Dawa Loba Yin, Sijian Tengji Ji Tsutin Dang Dawa Loba Yin. Nen Tsundi Chema Ni Dang, Ta Tengji Yawi Hunga Chema Dang Chi Tilo, Tsundi Chema Ni Dang, Tsutin Chema Ni Dang, Zoba Chema Ni Su Che Men Si, Ndipa Tabu Yi, Dipang tabo ye tung song mite samadam. Dipa tabo ye tung song mite ye. Nge chigi tindu troa tang. Ode tanga chika shira. Nge chigi tindu troa tang siri. Dundu tang siri. Mate jo pundi ji si. Chasusu ni si. Ran dipa, ran susu ni si. Mandipa. Mandipa si. Ga chujin, susu ni mandipa ga chujin si. Dina. Jirin ten ji gumba tabu yang si. Si jin ji. Sin ji ji sen na. Mundi si jin ji. Sin ji ge sin ji yin na. Pachin du ga yi. Nanen chan wa hi. Mua yin no sang si li. Ta du du ni sa ta. Ta cinti tina jima la. Ta chi jia jen na.
So then the next is the sentient dundu yutundu, which means the effort for the welfare of other sentient beings. And so this is again putting an effort to the again four means of integrating disciples, so the four means of assembling disciples. This is, the last, includes the, this effort of this practice of effort is one of the practices of the efforts for the welfare of other sentient beings, and so all of this. You know, the practice of all those six perfections requires efforts, and it requires practice of, ethical discipline. It requires patience, concentrations, wisdom, and so on. So, in other words, in brief, it says if you look at this, practices are all, interconnected. It is something we cannot really, and this is particularly the one who is engaging in the practice of Mahayana, and those practice, Mahayana practitioners, these practices are interconnected. So we cannot really perfect one's practice of patience independent of, of practice of ethical discipline, practice of patience, and so on. And this, all of this practice requires, the components of, for instance, the practice of effort that requires practice of patience, it requires the practice of, ethical discipline, and so on. So all of this are, it becomes an integral part. And it's very interconnected.
Oh, tandari, tandai kina. Ta tandai kati sachi sumba tanda dhruva kachi. Chirinruva. Ta tandai in sadhulu, tandai digi chanchu kisen, tipa chimpu ko chanchu kisen, che chani ni, tipa chimpu ki kandari gwiri. In tandai chimpu ki kandari sadhulu, rāni yin tā chātān dīgī. Tīpā jīpī kāngzā rī chāntī yin, kādhī rī chāngchū kī sēn chī chāntī yin, chāngchū sīmbī jīpā lān jūpā, tīpā jīpā jīpā lān jūpā, jīcī chāngchū sīmbī kī jīpā sīn yin, yin sēcīn kī tēntu, rāni yin tā chātā jītā, sēcīn kī tēntu, chā jī yu yorī. Tīndā yin chāntī, chāngchū kī sēn tō chāntī yin, kūrōng tō nīgī gāyā tīndā kārī rāng sāng jībī chītā sāng jī tō tūmārī. Then Rose Jelani, a Sanji Gisali and Ruala, and Tandekia Naki, Yinso Pashin to Nasalini. yeso pa jin de na zu lin du su du zu ji ne ne zu la jin la dun la gun la du mu si gun ya san ji sa ya ndu ya ten da ri mu ji ten da ran ne ge ji ne sen de pa zang bo zo na sen ge ne mo de pa da wa ji sen ge ne mo de da ju yo de ge ga de sen ge ne mo da ju ji ga de ri sen ge ne mo de za wa ji zang de ge de na zu tu ma ma ri pa sen ge de ma ri pa ke ne nu ge ma ri pa ge ji ne Maripa singing, eh? Lost you, Nuni, so wrong when you madupala wrong when you trupachi see henny, eh? Ran dava, you know, to the ranchipu, you know, to chigi. Then that chigi singing chichi, eh? Toma Maripa, Pedanganzo, Toma Maripa singing digger, so so good, Nagi in a church, Toma Maripa singing digger, ah, I'll have known that they long, I'll have not luxury. Tuma Maripa asked. Then they couldn't send you a gun, then they can let you it, and they can say I could load you there, not Aries, and not Maries, not Metal, and then I couldn't load the gear wrong, wrong to the body, and not the Maries, and let them change the low parties, Tuma Maripa. Then take it, I'm a gun, scully, I do make it wrong, and not to the body, And then Rancho Luga, Yenjo Luga, do. And those are the time money, but sometimes they make curious. Cream about the good, huh? Cream about the Alacanda Zugundu, send a coronine. Coronana, Nandish, Toma Maripa de Nandisi, Nand, Messos of the Media Town, and Jumbo, Tundun, the Ganda Malanco, the Media Town, and then I could get on some of the town on the. On those and Tammy can get so cream about the goodies. And the cream about the cooking down, and so so many about the opportunity to be care of the chair. And these in the country we sing it, Rochi and Sanji Sally and Dragon. A little name.
So, all of this practice, we talked about the practice of, you know, generosity, morality, practice of patience, and practice of. Enthusiasm, perseverance, and in order for those practices to become a cause for accomplishment of enlightenment, to become those practices enlightenment, then this needs to be conjoined with the practice of bodhicitta and wisdom realizing emptiness. So. Without again, you know, grounding one's practice of those six perfections, the above five perfections, without grounding upon the understanding of wisdom realizing emptiness, and this will not really become a cause for, you know, of not let alone it become a cause for enlightenment. It won't even become a cause for, you know, liberations. So therefore. It is important to making sure that all those practices are grounded upon the understanding of wisdom realizing emptiness, which is very, very important. And because without that, then if one engages in the practice of patience, for instance, and one is, if I am engaging in the practice of patience, and on the one hand, you're actually trying your best to calm your mind and disciplining your mind. On the other hand, and you're very understanding of I who's actually engaging in the practice of this patience is distorted. The way you look at, the way you perceive the I, and your consideration of your I is a very distorted. You are not being actually understanding your way of looking at the I is not a correct way of looking at the I. So therefore, it won't. The very conception of I itself is a distorted. So therefore, if one practice of the patient is grounded upon this wisdom realizing emptiness, and then when you say that I am engaging in this patient, the practice of patience, so your understanding of I is the I that actually justified. Otherwise, without having understanding this wisdom realizing emptiness, your way of looking at the I who is actually engaging in the practice of patience or the morality and so on, you are looking at this I as something that concretely exists, independently exists. And this is a distorted way of looking at yourself as I. And so then this practice of patience will be then actually diluted, and it will not become a cause and condition for gaining liberations and enlightenment and so on. So so therefore it says it's a very, very important that all of this practice must be grounded upon the cultivation of bodhicitta and cultivation of wisdom realizing emptiness, wisdom realizing ultimate nature of reality.
Tiba chibu chumuchi, chibu ndingi chi, chibu chimbu ni ma se niyo re. Niyana, gyawa chigi yina, lhatan me, lhama zon, tanda chigi chendu giri, dhwa chigi tuk nani. Giyi lisa, giyi ligin dhifu dolo ni, tunka dolo ni, sinya sipa nyinga suyo to ni, ni padur, padur sengan dhani kyaabu gichi kiyama ki tseri, ni denga ri riti, tiki kichan di tseri, ni chende to to ni, jidani, dhani suni kinamu, jidani, andu di, Uchiwa tegani, ten me kungsun se ni ji, tatin me kongna ni ji, ansan pungpo de me pasu shayate, tenin dikwe saman chikyuwe ki na, uchi na yang, na ki de, ane uchi ni, gene, tu, meni ya dosu na, dini ya de linka dini ya dosu na, ane, mante dendul chikyu re, desi kyu sari, tu, tu, ni ma dosu na, dendul chikyu re, yonji tu, linka dindu do ni, Kyaapu chinti na ninti na sunti na chinti ni Ani naki di paa ni Adi u naki di paa ni ri Ani paadu siri Ani paachu mei chawa lingi ni diya ma lingi Da kachi mbukhi di Ndi lutiang di paa yu di paa ni paadu tingi di Ani paadu siri ni Ambo kyun chan tu mei zu u siri Mingi ambo di na yi ambo kanga di chung Nanti luji ambo chi ri Deya naki ni sa ki ten luji ambo chi ri Diya kanga chu da ni Sengi tina tsu do ni, ane rogu gyori, lupu jasha gyori, chichi penryo maari. Mune jina zubu loku langki niya niyo na zubu di troma na tanda trondo gyori, trogu maari isi. Langki dindo tsa na troma trombo gyori isi. Langki di, ane chulu, chulu tanda chichi na, kyaapu chi ni jani, kaki ni yaka kiya nando gyori. Ta tanda yi padu naro ndo, ane padu nalo, Kaki maan ro chaniya ni jawa tiya ni gii li ki li ni ki jisanda ni gii li dhamma ki di jisanda ni gii li ki ni pambi nisana lhame so kanru chi lo chandu giri ni paadu lo nye ni ni kui jawa tiya ti di ni gii li ki dhamdu ki inala ni lhame lhama so mele chene ya su do ma de kwang de ndwa di to ka na na ke cha ti 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 ne kono linda ji ti te ne ne pa ma ni ge ba de yi ge zo lo cha bu gi ji xin lan de gi cha ba yo ma ne cha bu yi gi ni mi ma ma chen ya de ken yu ne dian ji tun si ji tun dia ji ta ka chin bi ji ne za pen ba na tu na za pa sa na ga chin bi ji gi na ku de ga ti ne cha ti ne ne cha dia bu da gi de ye se ni ji tun ge tan dai yin sa re Jenayi pada setiap apa yang kita hidupkan dia ni, ane cawal yang guru, menda jenih na, ane paman ni ke, menda bujuk ni ane paman ni kuda nolok hu, ane doa tu je na, ane kau doa 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 tu je meri guru.
So, we have covered out of the six perfections, the practice of six perfections, we have covered the four of those. Practice of generosity, ethical discipline or morality, and the practice of patience and practice of efforts or enthusiastic perseverance. And so here now, the important for us is to know all those practices that we talked about earlier must not really, you know, take it as an explanatory dharma in the Tibetan term, which means shishu, which means one must not, you know, take it, those practices, as an explanatory practice. In other words, it says it must be more like accomplishment. Practice must, it should be a practice accomplishing practice, in other words. So what is really, it is a, you know, just I'm just translating, you know, literally from Tibetan to English, which what it really means is the practice we talked about, those six perfections, one must not take it as just mere, intellectual exercise. Rather, it should make more kind of practical by taking it and by engaging in practice. Make it practical. That is the most important part. You know, that is what it means. And so, so without engaging in practice, you know, regardless of how much you can explain about that, there is not much benefit out of it. Because even within the monastic practitioners, the people who are, the scholars, very, the learned scholars, if they are unable to engage in practice, if they are unable to really implement all those teachings, and there is of not much use. So all these teachings, the explanations, the of six perfections and so on, are to mainly to practice, to mainly to implement, to now our day-to-day life. So, so right from the beginning of one's practice of generosity, we talked about this earlier. If one engages in the practice of generosity, a very simple way of giving something, in other words, a piece of bread to someone who is needed. And this must be done out of a very pure motivations. And so so then here, all of this practice, you know, the motivations or the intentions really play a very critical role. Because if one engages in the practice of generosity, such as giving a big amount of money towards someone out of motivations of becoming oneself as a famous, someone who, you're expecting that you want it to be very famous and well-known to other people. And then it is not really a practice of generosity. And instead, if you give away a piece of bread out of pure motivations, just merely to help others, and someone who is needed, and you understood his or her needs, and you're giving this to such a person with no obligations, and out of pure heartedness, then this becomes a pure practice of generosity. So then similarly, you know, the practice of morality, you are not refraining from harming others, just, you know, it will not look really good for your name, and it may not it's good for your business, and so on and so forth. There are people, you know, refrain from harming diplomatically. It can be happen, but this is not a practice of actual morality. So if you for instance, if I bring about a harm upon someone, I may not be able to promote my position. If I do this and if I do that and that. And if you have that kind of obligation involved in practicing morality, then this is not a really practice of morality. The practicing morality must be, you know, voluntarily and out of pure heartedness, with that you're just, if I bring about harm upon someone and I'm making other people undergoing sufferings. So taking yourself as an example, that just as I myself do not desire for sufferings, and I try my best to in the 24 hours of time, I try my best to achieve happiness and overcome sufferings. So to all other sentient beings has the same goal. And we all have a common goal and common, you know, objective. So I must not, with these reasonings, then one must refrain from harming others. And that is a sound reasoning, what we call the practice of morality. And this is how one's practice of morality must be. And then practice of patience that we talked about earlier. One must not really, whenever one encounters difficulties, and the most important part is to remain very calm, not distracted. That is what is meant by practice. Because when one's mind is distracted, and that provokes development of delusions and mental afflictions. Because the distraction, once you are distracted, for instance, if someone says some kind of words, something that is offensive to you, and then if your mind is not prepared for practicing patience, then in the beginning, you're hurt. You are really hurt by those words. And then we really interpret in a very different way. And then that allows all those, you know, delusions to arise. Allows, you know, it opens the doors for arisal of all kind of, you know, negative thoughts and emotions. So therefore, you know, if one is able to maintain the calmness of one's mind when those, you know, unfavorable circumstances, you are encountering those unfavorable circumstances, then this will really prevent us from further development of one's negative thoughts and emotions. So this is how important it is to practice patience. And then effort is always needed. It is the perseverance is very, very important. You know, even if one day kind of job to finish our, you know, this 8 hours job, we need to put in effort, right? So without putting in effort, we will not be able to our job done at the end of our day. So in the same way, you know, practicing Dharma requires a lot of effort. And if one's effort is grounded upon the practice of generosity, morality, and so on and so forth, then putting in effort will not be very difficult. It will not really give you a lot of difficulties. So we talked about earlier that even if you have to remain within the hell realm for a long period of time, as long as you have all those, you know, foundations of practice of morality and so on, and you will not find those as a very difficult for you to being even being in the hell realm for a long period of time. So therefore, all of those practices that we talked about earlier, you know, six perfections, but so far we have covered those to the four perfections. So must be, you know, implement it. You know, one must not take it as a textual understanding, but rather, you know, implement this into our day-to-day life.
All of this, you know, again, it says practice must be based upon taking refuge in teachings, which is very important. And so we talked about, as you all know about, you know, the three ways of taking refuge in teachings, based upon three different, you know, scopes, right? Three different scopes, small scopes, middling scopes, taking refuge in tears, and the great scopes. And so we particularly, you know, at this point of time, we are talking about, you know, practice of six perfections, and this six perfection, this practice must be based upon taking refuge in tears, according to the great scopes, because our main practice of taking refuge, practice of six perfection is to gain the state of enlightenment, to benefit all other sentient beings. And so therefore, this must be, once practice six perfection must be grounded upon taking refuge in teachings, according to the practice of taking refuge in Mahayana's standpoint. So the Mahayana standpoint is to not only just to gain the state of taking refuge in teachings, but also having a pure intention to gain complete state of enlightenment, that too is to benefit other sentient beings. So this is the minor way of taking refuge in teachings.
Now,
the running that you lead on, don't you know more? Toma Maripa, a little Namu, the Kuntu, and Deja Kuntu, Yinji, this on them. And this is on the mapping and the CPG is not. And this is on the Jiju and the Toma Maripa singing at your ears, Rang, Ransu to Bazin at your ears. Queen Zamba Nagi, this was a main but to be. Tuman to be, Tuman to Bazan, Tuman and to be large. The Palato Mataji Patro, Tunutubil, Benches of Tomato, and also to Tugumar. Let the Lee La dancing at the day. Take a carriage in a suit of you, no more than my peace aggregate. No more than my peace, I do pity Nemoya, one more to a pack I can't let them go dancing, she told you. And suit of you, Nemo, come on, some man demand what Sadilo. Ya, more to a pack and go dandy. That take pick at the resident. Command up with the combat, no lawyer, and show my picking the La dandy. My peace had the Go mama jone ya mungu rama kya kene den go jo ajre go mama jo te ya mungu tu man go den go lan ni chi kun shu de jo ngue de ri sma kha de go ge de jo do den de ri ta den de go jo ne pan da ba ji de ngam de ni de ji de na ta 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 to jin ngue de ji min ni da ga de me ke de na de ne jo go ma ro te ko lo ge de kun shu so rang go cha pa chu ba rang go do ri me de ne yo san ba ne san de ba ne yo san ba なんぞなどぶなじなどじじでにぐどてりよけんだたけんじみぎなんくでよろてなけさんにすぐどにんじでやんろあらてにたけんじぐでてるとでにんげんこんしょうこんしょうそんてせぐれえたりそのジャバいなだかりなこんしょうそんぎたちでにんがかんがろいなたあにんでしんてそかんなびちじんげじなてそれてんじょちぐれえしぎいな ね、ギネ、ギネコジョンにパパインぐる。トナトチェゲ、ネモン、トナドニムスとチェゲパパマイ、パパジン。パピカンザチェラ。てグドンカンレレ、クメチャーラ、ソソロチョニニパジグロワ、オテパパメのチョトグヨマ。オテンダイエンサディロン、イレテンサディコンソソンラヤチョスチュディ。エンガニケナネ、ナワイドトゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥンドゥ
So the practice of refuge is a very important practice, because this actually determines whether or not one is a practitioner or the Buddhist. So the distinction that made between someone who's a Buddhist practitioner and non-Buddhist practitioner is made by the taking refuge in practice of taking refuge in individuals. And so the take refuge in Namo Guru, Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha, yeah, take refuge in individuals, Buddha, Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So here, Guru Buddha can be seen as the same. And so, Guru and Buddha, it's because it says the Buddhas are manifested into authentic Guru, in other words. And then again it says, not only that someone who is actually giving a teaching like myself can be considered as a manifestation of Guru, but there are many gurus who are very authentic gurus who possess all the qualities, guru's quality, and those are the guru that's manifestation of the Buddha. And yes, because of the kindness of the Buddha Shakyamuni, we're able to engage in the practice. We're able to follow his noble path. But what is most the direct, who is the most or the direct kind to us is the one's own guru. It is without guru's kindness, regardless of how profound and how vast and how, you know, deep the Dhamma teachings may be, we will not be able to or a practice, we'll not be able to receive those teachings. It is because of the kindness of one's guru, we ourselves become an access to those teachings and to be able to engage in those practice. And then to embark ourselves upon the spiritual path. It's all the direct, you know, help from one's own guru. So, so the gurus, it is again important for ones to reflect one's mind upon the kindness of the guru, which is related to the practice of guru devotions, which is very needed. And as a Buddhist practitioner, and then with this, then by the Dharma, take refuge in three jewels. The next is the taking refuge in Dharma, the jewel Dharma. And Dharma is the one that actually, you know, dispels all those toxic quality that is within our mind. And Dharma is a medicine that detoxify our system, our mental system. So, so without engaging in the practice of the Dharma, and you know, will not be able to detoxify. And so then once you are able to, again, you know, detoxify all those toxic quality within our mental system, then that again, you know, a reversal of, you know, another, you know, negative thoughts and emotion within oneself is the cessation. Cessation is actually, once you have the cessation is the one that actually closes the door for the, you know, returner of all those, you know, negative thoughts and emotions or the delusions. And so therefore, the Dharma is the path, and the cessation that closes the door for the delusions arises, you know, returner of all those delusions, in other words, are said to be the cessations. Those are the two, those two are the actual refuge in the dual Dharma. One actually dispels all those negative thoughts and emotions, and then one that closes the door for the arisal of, you know, for the negative thoughts and emotions. And then the finally taking refuge in the jewel, you know, Sangha. And so the jewel Sangha literally refers to someone who has accomplished the path of seeing. It's considered to be a jewel Sangha. But also, if there are four bhikshus, one can then, you know, consider those four bhikshus as a jewel Sangha as well. And the Sangha, again, taking refuge in Sangha, is the Sangha community which assists us, you know, which offers assistance to us to engage in the practice of the Dharma. So those are the three objects of refuge, and taking refuge in those three jewels. And it is based upon those taking refuge in those three jewels, identifying those refuge, you know, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And then the practice of generosity, practice of morality, and so on, would be, you know, undertaken on the basis of taking refuge in those three jewels.
The Kunshu Sungu no Chongu in the Chukun Juri, in Chukun Juru no ne, and the Pechad the Chukun the Mada, that of Chukun Juri is a Pechad Lun Gongujia, Namada Lang, Gaton Dabu the Sakangadi, Chenna Sakamaja and Dabu Guit, Chitakan, Haji, such a mania, Pechad the Sozochi, Telanguji, Jamante, Dipachimu in Isiguri, Pechad Chukun Juri, Muni Langu, and the Langa thinking that there is only.
So it's you know, one can also consider all those, you know, the Buddhist the texts, such as, you know, we have 100,000 volumes of the texts and 20,000 volumes of texts, so 20,000 the stanzas of the text and the 100,000 stanzas and so on. All of these texts must be, you know, considered as a dharma. And so, having said that, when we even once on, you know, the prayer books that we have, you know, it is important for one to, you know, putting those in the appropriate place and making sure you must not, you just not really, you know, stepping over. And it's very important because according to the teachings of the Buddha, it says if one, you know, place those Dharma books on the inappropriate place, on the floors, and if one steps over and so on, it really degenerates one's virtue and one's merits and so on. So it's very important that you take very good care of, you know, the textbook, Dharma textbooks and so on. Mm-hmm. Any questions? Any other questions?
I have a question that's not about this. And the question I've been wondering, the clarification, you know, checking me, and we're told, I'm told, I'm hearing that, you know, there's the whole universe is full of Buddha, but we're still waiting for Maitreya. So I don't quite understand how come, you know, in our life space or our historical space, there was the Shakyamuni, and somewhere there'll be, you know, there'll be Maitreya. We're trying to reach enlightenment. Many people are really enlightened. They leave, you know, they leave us, you know, our pearls and you know, relics and so forth. So where are these, you know, how come we don't hear from them? I don't hear that there's many, many other Shakyamuni type people, Buddha, you know, enlightened. How come we don't, how come he's the only one, you know? Does it make sense? There's no, I haven't heard that there's any recognized other Buddha, but apparently there are. So I'm confused about that. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah. Come around, go to the chat. Mm-hmm. Chitang around Sanje Dame, Yorubas. Sanje Dame, Sanje Tap, Mangushuish Page, Tap Energy, Kashi Kombatoni, that Kombatoi, Chelia, Ringsa, to get some much eyes of petting him, Mambu Yorubas. In the end, that you can do, remember Jayan, Maumbala, and Chick Gio Chamber. Kewa jamba shini pe ni yang degi chu kol ko go le si mi se di se wa di kar je bre sang ge mong bu pe du wa pe ne da je tun be yo le da je tun be zhe bu sam ji mi ge ba dan de ji zeng bu lin ba chang ma le kia be yo le en din zu ge yang ji chung go ko we ge ni ji lu ge din zu yang chu go gong gu le la ya da dan din de ge ma xie ji yin ji mi ji mi se ge kewa jamba ji jie le ya pe ji chung go ko gu le sing ji xie wa de gim zhe gar tu be na
Then the Jerva.
So it is like the Buddha Maitreya, emergence of the Buddha Maitreya is to turn the wheel of Dharma for whoever has a very, you know, karmically affiliated, an affinity with the karmic affinity, and whose the time of the arisal of the Buddha, Buddha Maitreya, is unlike other Buddhas, like Buddha Shakyamuni. Here it's called Buddha Shakyamuni turned the wheel of Dharma, what we call in the form of emanation body. That is just someone who is a Buddha, not necessarily be able to turn the wheel of Dharma as the Buddha Shakyamuni did. So it is for this purpose they emerge in this planet Earth in the emanation body, what we call supreme emanation body. Chogyakuta, supreme emanation body. So that whoever is inclined to words, you know, or the teachings of the Buddha, and is ready to teach. And if they are not manifested in the supreme emanation body, then it is not sufficient enough just being oneself as a Buddha, and not being, you know, to be able to teach other beings. Only, for instance, if you look at the even in the Buddhas, as you can see a lot of many different dimensions, you know, different bodies is what we call different kayas, right? like Sambhavakaya, Nirmanakaya, and so on. And in the form of Sambhavakaya is in a very, you know, enlightened form, even the speaking about even the physical form, endowed with all those, you know, manner and measure marks, and, you know, enlightened marks and so on. So this, if they appear in this manner, if they appear in this fully equipped, you know, Sambhavakaya form, it is not from their side, but from our side. We'll not be able to have it receive actual teachings. We'll not have able to have a, you know, direct contact with those because of our karma, because of our delusions. And so therefore, those great, you know, Buddhas, and who are able to, again, manifest themselves into a supreme emanation body, which means who appear as ordinary beings like ourselves, and who will go through all the process of taking rebirth and, you know, going through all this mundane, you know, activities and engaging in the practice and gaining state of enlightenment and so on. So only this kind of person, only this kind of, you know, supreme emanation body, supreme emanation body of the Buddha can directly help us. So this can only done by whoever at that particular moment it is there karmically ripened at this time, and who's karmically affiliated with this particular Buddha. So it is for this purpose, because there are countless Buddhas, you know, if you look at that, you know, Lama Chöpa says at the end of, you know, in the supplication to the Guru's quality, at the end, you see countless Buddhas have emerged, right? There's countless Buddhas have emerged, but not being able to subdue ourselves. We remain unsubdued. Our mind is remain unsubdued. Why? Right? Sanyi Dhamjima. So, unsubdued because we are unable to actually have a direct teachings from those beings at this moment, at this time. Although there have been a lot of Buddhas that emerged on this planet Earth, but we are unable to have these teachings because we are karmically not rapping. We are not rapping, we are somewhere else and doing whatever we need to do and caught up oneself within one existence and so on. So once you are, you know, karmically rapping, then the Buddha Maitreya, at the time of Buddha Maitreya emerge, then we'll be able to have a direct, you know, t- teachings from him and to be able to gain ourselves to the state of enlightenment. It is for this purpose right from now we are trying ourselves to become a very perfect candidate for becoming a disciple of the Buddha Masters. In that sense, Krishna also mentioned that if one is very quick enough, then before Buddha Matthias emerges, before Buddha Matthias appearance on this planet Earth, you might gain, you know, a state of enlightenment. So you are way ahead of emergence of Buddha
Matthias.
Any questions?
Just a really quick one about sleeping, when we sleep. Is it possible to like be aware of your Dharma teachings during the dream state if you're dreaming and practicing?
Toko Dirisha, Nilam Kavliyata, and the chip, Pajit Dinde, Toko Koran, and the chip, Deb Dinde, Logo Sare. So this is advanced practice, you know, actually very advanced practice, particularly, you know, these practices are mainly to the tantric practices. You know, and the important for us is to make our, you know, right before we go to bed, we go to sleep, in other words, we go to sleep, making sure that your mind is completely, you know, influenced by the virtuous state. That is a very important part. If you go to sleep with that, then your entire sleep, until the morning you wake up, this will all become a virtuous, and you'll be able to accumulate merits. And so during the dream state, and to have such a kind of dream that in the dream state you are aware of that you are dreaming and you are able to, you wanted to engage in certain practice and so on and so forth. Those are a very advanced practice, but you can do it, of course, you know, if you look at some tantric practices, there are practice specifically, you know, explanation of the practice of the dream state, what we call the dream yoga, practice of dream yoga and so on. But those are the very, very advanced. But for us, it's the most important part is to maintain a virtuous state of mind before you go to bed. It's
really, really important. You know, I
important for us is to, at this point, to recall what we have done during the day, just before we go to sleep. And then, if you recall something that you have done very wholesome deeds, and you rejoice, and hopeful continual practice, continuing on this process in next day as well, and. Then at some point, if you find that you have done something that is inappropriate, something that is non-virtuous, something that is particularly something that is harmful to others, and then one must have great regrets and remorse, and then draw a strong resolution that you will never engage in such an act in the future. So this is the process of learning. It will really help you to, you know, help you to actually reduce engaging in negative actions in the very next day. So this is how we actually learn day by day, checking ourselves, examining ourselves, what kind of action that must have taken. And sometimes if you really, in the evening, at the end of one's day, just before your retirement, and you look at that yourself, and what you have been thinking, what you thought, and during the daytime, it is something, we ourselves, is something very embarrassing sometimes. You know, wow, this is what I have been thinking about. This is what I have been doing, and so on. And this really helps us, and it's a very practical way of, you know, checking ourselves, whether one is on the right track or not.
Zambo Jeje Rato Omaji